Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Jacob had been there about a month. Laban said to him one day, "Just because we're relatives is no reason for you to work for me without pay. How much do you want?" Now, Laban had two daughters, Leah, the older, and the younger one, Rachel. Leah had lovely eyes, but Rachel was shapely, and in every way she was beautiful. Well, Jacob was in love with Rachel, so he told her father, "I'll work for you 7 years. If you give me Rachel as my wife." "Agreed," Laban replied. "I'd rather give her to you than someone outside the family." So Jacob spent the next 7 years working to pay for Rachel, but they seemed to him but a few days. So he was so much in love. Finally, the time came for him to marry her. "I have fulfilled my contract," Jacob said to Laban. "Now give me my wife so that I can sleep with her." So Laban invited all the men to the settlement to celebrate with Jacob at a big party. Afterward, that night, when it was dark, Laban took Leah to Jacob, and he slept with her. And Laban gave to Leah a servant girl, Zephar, to be her maid. But in the morning, it was Leah. "What sort of trick is this?" Jacob raged at Laban. "I worked for 7 years for Rachel. What do you mean by this trickery? It's not our custom to marry off a younger daughter ahead of her sister," Laban replied smoothly. "Wait until the bride week is over, and you can have Rachel too, if you promise to work for me for another 7 years." That was the reading out of Genesis 29:14-27. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I will attempt to do a roll call here. I have Mom, Daddy
yes,
Werner.
Yes.
Let's see, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Let's see, Miss Allen.
Yes.
Are you by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have another caller, 773-2772.
Yes, ma'am, that's Jesse.
Jesse, welcome back.
Amen.
Amen. And Angela. Okay, Angela, you want me to go ahead and host the show since?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Okay, Angela, we'll go ahead and to the opening prayer. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon us, according to Isaiah 60, verse 2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us. Reading of 60, Isaiah, eyes shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over. What rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. If everyone would follow along, we would do the reading of Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Possible.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay. We're going to go down the list here, and if you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And that brings me right to Daddy Werner. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll be reading from James, the 5th chapter.
Amen.
And there'll be a danger of riches. Go to now, you rich man, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is kindling, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you. You shall eat the flesh as it were fire. You have heaped the treasure together for the last days. Behold, the labor who have reaped down your fields. Which field are you kept back by fraud, cried, and the cries of them which have reaped it. That reaped it entered into the ears of the law of Sabbath. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your heart as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned it and killed the just, and does not resist you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verner. We had a caller to join. Is that Daniel?
Daniel and Brian.
Daniel and Brian. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that takes me right into Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read chapter 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to use love instead of charity.
Amen.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanking cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profit me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but where there are prophets, they shall fail. Whether there are tongues, they will see. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. From there we see in a mirror, dim, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also know. And there abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next, that brings me to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Acts 9:1-8, and it says, chosen lane. There are many ways. There is the way. The question is, which way shall we take? Life is like a highway that multiply lanes. Headed north, south, east, and west. People from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Travel often discover to their surprise that they are in a lane that exits in a side cover to their discover the side road, crossing road. They have to change lane quickly or order to stay on course and reach their destination. Paul was on the Damascus road when he changed lane. He changed from the narrow legalism of Judaism to the covenant of grace of the Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice, bickery, and oppression to the lane of liberation, free in Jesus Christ. All of us are traveling on life's highway. An encounter with Jesus Christ enables us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are sure of a joyful journey. It is a special expression. It is a special expression lane, express lane, which if followed enables us to fulfill the divine design. Changing lanes to get to the kingdom involves decision, determination, and destiny. Every day we make choices that affect our journey. Every day we meet the guidance of the King of the road. He meets us on his holy highway, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk in that way. I just read you Acts 9:1-8. Amen.
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 Okay, Daniel, any good news? Well, Mom, thank you for that. I'm sorry. And Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Daniel just walked back in the house, but I can go ahead and read what I want to read.
Okay, Brian, go ahead and share.
I'm reading out of Psalm 34.
Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. And it starts at 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is that he that desires life and loveth many things? Many, many days, that he may you see good. Keep the tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and the ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as he is a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall stay slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Brian. Okay, Miss Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, we come from John 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one cometh to the Father but except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is significant for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Have seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Jesse, do you have any good news to share with us tonight, or are you still a listener?
I'm a chat with you.
Amen. Amen.
We come from Matthew, the 7th chapter.
Amen.
Judge not that ye be not judged, but with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with a measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but despisest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and in you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seeketh it, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Jesse. Angela.
Yes.
Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Coming out of Revelation 3.
Amen.
The title is Coffee Black with Three Sugars. What I have to offer Jesus today. I know he is here, and I want him to be near. He's already knocking, knocking. I hadn't planned. All I have to offer him is yesterday's coffee, weak, lukewarm, stale coffee. Jesus asked me to pour him a cup of my day-old, weak, lukewarm coffee. What? Jesus says he's been looking for my coffee. This coffee represents the life I have ready to offer the Lord, a life that is at times weak, lukewarm, and stale. Certainly, at times, my zeal for the Christian life is lukewarm. I know what I am to be about. I know where I am, where I have come from. I know I am redeemed. Sometimes I have the strength to do what I ought to do. Wait, Jesus beckons me. I see you put something in my coffee. He says, listen, birds still sing, the wind still blows, plants still grow. Jesus has not left me and will not leave me. He is calling me to resurrect me, to strengthen me, to fire me up. Jesus says, I have come that they have life and have it to the full. This Jesus put something else in my coffee. He says, tent. He tells me, you are still responsible. This is my life. So it's mine to let Jesus continue his work in me. Leave the door open. I must take Jesus with me in my relationships, to my workplace, into my home, into my recreation. Trying to live by my own wits, wisdom, and strength is what is messing me up. Repent. Jesus put one last item in my coffee. As he began to stir, he says, hold fast. I cannot find giving, praying, serving, witnessing, and living for Jesus. Hold fast. Jesus finishes stirring, places his hand around the cup, and blows on it. Steam begins to rise from the cup. He pushes it over to me and tells me to drink of his coffee. I drink. I am resurrected, strengthened, and fired up. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, that brings me to Daniel. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I might just read a little bit.
Amen.
I'm reading out of Deshon I want again. It's called Favor with God and Man. Luke 2:52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Like Jesus, we should desire to be in favor with God and man. The prophet Daniel was given revelation not only for his days, but far into the future as well. Most revelations of the favor were revealed to Daniel because, like Jesus, he had favor with God and man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, and that takes us right into our sick and shut-ins. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands that you extend to us. We ask that you continue to heal Janet Williams, Uncle Oliver, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Miss Wanda, Jordan and the Rako family, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Eddie Tipman, Maxine Johnson, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, LaTanya, Uncle Champ, Valerie Crockett, Miss Warner's family, Rachel Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Adams family, Leroy, Quentin Hayes, Lenny and family, Vicki Hussman, Jeremy Dawson, Uncle Dave, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you allow them to hear your still voice, to remind them that you're still in control. Allow them to speak health, and to thank you for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays, and we're celebrating birthdays for the week of May 19th through May 25th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Junior birthday is this week.
Who's?
J.R.
J.R.
Carlton Davis.
Okay, any other? Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
I was just saying that was Brian's roommate.
Okay. Any other birthdays we need to celebrate? Okay, Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And that takes us right into our praise and testimony, songs, or poem. So we're just going to go down the list. If you have anything else you want to share with the group, please do so. If not, just pass. And my first person is Mom. Anything else you have to share with the group?
Yes, I want to share my Mother Day card. I think it will be relevant to everybody.
Amen.
And everybody have a mama and a mother. Okay. Thank God for mom. Growing up, we didn't always notice everything that a mama does. But as we get older, we think back on all the ways that life was good. We can see how mama faith led us to the things she did to keep us in line and to keep us out of trouble. We realize how those things were for her. But for us, she showed us how faith could help make sense of the outside world. How it could be an anchor when we need something to hang on to, and how it could be a ladder to help us climb higher than we ever thought we could. And no matter what, she was always there with open arms and her unshakable faith. Thank God for Mama, for the lesson that she taught us, and for the love she shared, all because she walked in his footsteps. Happy Mother's Day, Mama, with much gratitude and love. And I understand that my son-in-law picked this card out. Thanks, William, for picking this card. This is so wonderful, and I think all mothers can get a blessing from that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, Daddy Verna, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Since I don't have a Mother's Day card to read.
Your day coming.
Mark your enemies. When Satan launches a strike against you, it is usually through a person. Your enemy is anyone who attempts to stop the will of God from being fulfilled in your life. Identify and avoid anyone who breaks your focus through stirring up strife and division. The word. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine
which you have learned, and avoid them. Romans 16 and 17.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. And that brings me to Auntie Betty.
I'm going to try to sing this. So my voice is gone, but I'm going to try to sing it.
Amen.
I'm ready for my life. 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 If anybody asks you what the matter with me, what the matter with me, tell them that I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, running for my life, running for my life. I'm singing for my life, I'm singing for my life, I'm singing for my life, I'm singing for my life. If anybody asks you what the matter with me, what the matter with me, tell them that I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, running for my life, running for my life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And I think I will go next, and I have the continuation of a prayer of God's protection, deliverance, and safety. It goes on to say, I thank you, Father, for commanding your angels to watch over me and protect me wherever I go. They are encamped in a hedge of protection around me. They shall preserve me, defend me, and keep me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I thank you for giving me power and authority in Christ Jesus over every demon and devil. And because I am hid in Christ in heavenly places, even as Christ has all things under his feet, I also have all things under my feet. And therefore, even the demonic and satanic principalities, powers, wicked spirits, and high places are all trampled under my feet. Because I have set my heart upon you to love you and to serve you with all of my heart, my soul, my strength, and my might. And because I reverence you and worship your holy, precious, and glorious name, you shall deliver me from every attack of the enemy, and none of his weapons shall prosper against me. Because I make my habitation and dwelling place in you, O Lord, whenever I am in trouble of any kind and I need to call upon you for my help, you will be right there, as always, to answer me and honor me with your mighty hands of deliverance. And you will show me the salvation of the Lord by blessing me with a long, healthy, safe, and prosperous life, and give unto me your many wondrous blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen, amen. And that takes me right into Miss Allen. Anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
A little something.
Amen.
Okay, God give us such amazing gift, and one of the most wonderful of all is the gift of a mother. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Jesse, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I think I'll just pass.
Okay, and Angela, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, please bear with me.
Lead us out in the serenity prayer.
Okay, the Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
The Serenity to accept.
The
thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. And that takes us into our closing prayer. And before I go into the closing prayer, I just want to make sure that anyone have anything else they want to share with the group before we go into the closing prayer. Amen. Brian, would you do us the honor to do Matthew 6:9?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Everyone would bow their head, please.
Give them a minute. He ain't ready yet. My mama was there. 6:9, right?
Yes.
I can't even see. Here we go. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day in our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, and as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Angela, you want to take it from here?
I'm just enjoying my I will. Thank you.
Angela?
I'm here.
Okay. Can you handle it?
Let me see. Thought I had it right here. I got it all mixed up.
Yes.
Oh, well.
You want me to take it from here?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles families and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Jesse, you're more than welcome to come back. We thank you for sharing out of Matthew with us tonight. And I pray there was something that will help us through our busy week that was shared on the line tonight. Jesse, did you want to say something while I was talking?
No, ma'am, I was just saying that I would have been back last week if I had never went to sleep.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for joining us, and please come back. And once again, we would like to thank God for all the glorious years that we have had as a family coming together to give him praise and to honor his name. This week we promise to put on the full suit of armor for protection from our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Remember to keep the devil under your feet. When one feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, "Oh, no, he or she is up again." Remember to keep God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you, and so do I. May everyone have a blessed week, and we love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Good night. Good night.
I found it.
You found it? You want to share it?
No, like the next week.
Amen.
And then I think it would have been me, right?
We'll be ready to.
We
love
waiting
you all.
On.
Uh-huh.
All righty, guys. Have a great week.
Good night. Love
all
you.
Right.
Hey.
All right. Be safe.
Danilla's family would like to leave you with this word. God is a safe dwelling place in life's storms. Amen. Good night.